Letters to Daniel, Volume 1, Letter 60.
Will you wait here, sir? I'll announce
it. Doctor, you're an expert on medical science. Isn't it true that the ancient Romans were pain worshippers?
Oh, yes, Herr Count. They even held endurance contests. It was a mark of distinction to suffer in silence.
Ah! No! Oh, no!
Do you hear that, Steiger?
I'm not an ancient Roman. Oh, you idiot! You call yourself a doctor!
Oh, it can't be ethical to cause a patient this much pain.
It's unethical to harm a patient. I can inflict as much pain as I like.
Pain on steroids. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2012, in the first month, on the seventh day of the first month.
Captain Starlog, January 13th, 2155. We've left Gorland Station and have set a course to rendezvous with our assault fleet. Major Reed and the Doctor have asked for a few minutes to show me their latest project.
The booth will be far more effective than our previous disciplinary methods.
It can stimulate the pain center of virtually any humanoid. A synaptic scan calibrates it for each species.
They call this progress.
There's something to be said for good old-fashioned flogging.
Well, that's what's so exceptional about this device.
Traditional forms of punishment can overwhelm the nervous system. After a time, the brain ceases to feel anything.
These sensors continually shift the stimulation from one nerve cluster to another, keeping the subject in a constant state of agony.
I think you enjoy your work too much, Doctor.
Dear Dan, the rest of the night and days after the manager forbade me to listen to my audio, I wondered before the Lord what to do. In the weeks and even months leading up to this time, I had suffered the worst ongoing pain I could imagine and still be able to force myself to work. The pain started out marginally, but as each night wore on, especially in G6D, where I had to bend over a lot, it would get much worse to the point of becoming debilitating. I have a prescription for Vicodin, the lightest duty narcotic painkiller, which allows me up to 2 caplets per day. I usually break these in 2, and up until this time, rarely exceeded 2 or 3 halves in any one workday, or 50 to 75% of my daily allotment. The pain became so great that I began to take 1 half pill every 2 hours, leaving me with none for when I got home. So I began to exceed my daily allotment by 25%, or taking 125% of my daily prescription. Fortunately, this mostly occurred on the nights that I worked in G6D, and on my days off, I typically would use only 50% of allotment. So over a 2-week period, I could still stay within my overall monthly supply. But this level of pain was new to me, and coupled with the ongoing demonic assaults in G6D, it was unbearable. I ended up taking too many days off in too short of time and was reprimanded for doing so. Since becoming an adult, I have never been officially reprimanded at any job I have ever worked until this one. Nor have I ever had a negative remark made on any evaluation or review in all the years I have worked until this time. But I can count it as loss and dung, to paraphrase Paul. The word of doing a very good job given to me by 2 of God's messengers is sufficient to remind me of where my real treasure and inheritance lies. Blessings. Romanus Theophilus.
Oh, When I was little, my dad called me his painkiller Jane. Whenever I got hurt, I made the pain go away. Only I didn't just bury it or push it aside. I pretty much murdered it. Afterwards, I'd go to a peaceful place in my mind.